तेऽपि श्रुत्वा वचो देव्या सर्वा ख्यातम् महासुराः अमर्षा पूरिता जग्मुर्यत्र कात्यायनी स्थिता ततः प्रथममेवाग्रे तेऽपि श्रुत्वा वचो देव्या सर्वाख्यातम् महासुराः अमर्षा पूरिता जग्मुर्यत्र कात्यायनी स्थिता सो ते ते अपि ते मीन्स् अवर्गल् दोस् पीपल् ते महासुराः ते should go with mahasuraha te mahasuraha api te pi the last one mahasuraha those great or big demons also those big demons also te mahasuraha api sarva akhyatam sarvaha is the name of lord shiva Sharva Akhyata means known, told by Shiva. Those demons also told by Shiva. As what? Devyaha Vachaha Shrutva. Devyaha Vachaha Shrutva. Hearing Devi's words, listening to Devi's words, Amarsha means kopaha. Amarsha apuritaha, filled with anger, being very angry. Katyayani. So those big demons, having heard the words of Shiva, Devi's words from Shiva. So Lord Shiva went as a messenger. Do you remember? Lord Shiva went as a messenger. And so he went and told the message. So having heard the words of Devi from Shiva, that is the meaning. So Shivanal sollapatta Devi nudiya surukkalai kettu. So sarva akhyatam devyaha vachaha shutva. Having heard those words of Devi revealed by Lord Shiva, Te Mahasuraha api, those big demons also, Amarsha Apuritaha. Katyayani Yatra Sthita Jagmuhu. They also went to the place where Devi Katyayani was there. Katyayani Yatra Sthita, where Katyayani was there, these demons all went. Jagmuhu had gone. Gatavantaha. So, te mahasuraha api sarva akhyatam devyaha vachaha shutva amarsha apuritaha katyayani yatra asit tat yatra sthita tatra jagmuhu. So, all these demons also got very angry and they all went to the place where katyayani was there. Why? Because they heard the words, Katya, they heard Devi's words from Shiva. Message. Next. Tatav prathama mevagre shara shaktirishti vrishtibhihi. Tatav prathama mevagre shara shaktirishti vrishtibhihi. Vavarshurudha tamarshas tam devi mamararayaha. ततः प्रथममेवाग्रे शरशक्तिरिष्टिवृष्टिभिः ववर्षरुद्धतामर्षास्तां देवी ममरारयः ततः thereafter अमरारयः अमर अरयः अरिहि मीन्स् एनिमी अरयः एनिमीस् अमराणाम् अरयः अमरारयः enemy of devas. Therefore, amararayaha means asuras, the demons. Tataha, thereafter, amararayaha, the demons, enemies of devas, uddhata amarshaha, Uddhata Amarshaha means what? With aggravated anger. Uddhata Amarshaha. Uddhataha Amarshaha Yesham Te Uddhata Amarshaha. Mean those demons, Tataha thereafter, those demons with aggravated anger. Uddhata Amarshaha. With aggravated anger. Prathamam Eva means first itself. Mudalileye. Prathamam Eva in the beginning itself. Tam Devim. Agre. In front of that Devi. Shara Shakti Rishti Vrishtibihi. Vavarshuhu. So they, Vavarshuhu means what? They rained. They poured. Poindarhal. Thereby they hid Devi. They rained the weapons. Thereby they hid her also. How? These Uddhata Amarshaha, these demons of aggravated anger, in the very beginning itself, as soon as they went there, Agre, Devyaha, in front of Devi, Agre, Shara means arrows, Shakti means spears, Rishtihi means swords, Vrishtihi means rains. So, Vrishtibihi means by raining, by pouring the weapons of arrows, spears and swords in front of Devi, they covered Devi, raining the weapons of arrows, spears and swords. Tataha Amararayaha, the demons, Uddhatamarshaha, with aggravated anger, Prathmameva, in the very beginning itself, Tam Devi, Agre, Shara Shakti Rishti Vrishtibihi. The beginning itself, as soon as they went, the beginning itself, they rained these weapons of Shara, arrows, Shakti, spears, Rishtihi, swords. Vrishti means rains. They poured the rain, the weapons, and they hit the Devi. Varsha, Vavarshuhu. Next. Sachatan Mahitan Banan Shula Shakti Parashvadhan. Sachatan Prahitan Banan Shula Shakti Parashvadhan. Chichedali Layadmata Dhanur Muktair Maheshubihi. Sachatan Prahitan Banan Shula Shakti Parashvadhan. Chichedali Layadmata Dhanur Muktair Maheshubihi. Sa cha means that Devi also. Sa, that Devi. Prahitan. Prahitan means used. Payanpaduthappatta. Used. Tan Banan. So Devi also. Tan Banan, those arrows, Shula Shakti Parashvadhan. Shula is Shulam, trident. Shakti, spears. Parashu means axe. Parashvadhan means spears. tridents, spears, and parashus, axes, all those weapons used by those demons. Adhmata Dhanurmuktehi. Adhmata Dhanurmuktehi. Lilayadhmata Dhanurmuktehi. Adhmata Dhanurmuktehi means Dhanurmuktehi means the arrows which were released from the bow. Villilirundi vedapatta ambugalal. Adhmata means the non-oli, the noise of the string. Adhmata means the noise of the string. Dhanu bo muktehi released. So Adhmata dharu muktehi means with the arrows released from the bow having the noise of a string. Maha Ishubihi, Maheshubihi, the big arrows, Leelaya Chicheda means playfully she broke them. So, Devi, what did she do? Let me tell you. Sa Devi, Sa means Sa Chandik, Sa Devi, Leelaya Chicheda, playfully she broke, she had broken. Leelaya playfully, effortlessly, she broke. She had broken. Chicheda, she had broken. Sa Leelaya Chicheda. What did Devi Leelaya Chicheda? What did she break playfully? She says, Shula Shakti Parashvadan Prahitan Tan Banan. She had broken all the weapons of demons. All their, the weapons used by Deva, Asuras. Tan Banan means she broke all their arrows used by them, Prahitan used by them. And all other weapons such as Shula, Trident, Shakti, the spears, and Parashu, axes, etc. All of them she broke them. How? With big arrows. With big arrows, by her big arrows, released from her bow, having a big noise of a string. Adhmata dhanurmuktaihi maheshubihi lilaya chicheda. So Devi also broke all their weapons with her big arrows. That is the meaning. Got it? அந்த தேவியும் பிரகிதான அந்த அசுரர்களால் பயன்படுத்தப்பட்ட தான் பானான் அந்த பானங்களை சூல சக்தி பரஸ்வதான் சூலங்களையும் வேல்களையும் கோடரிகளையும் ஆத்மாத தனுர்முக்தேகி நான் ஒலியுடன் கூடிய வில்லிலிருந்து விடப்பட்ட பெரிய அம்புகளால் லீலையா சிச்சேத பிளேஃபுல் விளையாட்டாகவே துண்டித்தாள். ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட். தஸ்யாக்ரதஸ்ததா காலி ஷூலபாத விதாரிதான். தஸ்யாக்ரதஸ்ததா காலி ஷூலபாத விதாரிதான் கட்வாங்கபோதிதாம்ச்சாரீனன்யான் குர் கட்வாங்கபோதிதாம்ச்சான்யான் குர்வதி வ்யசரத்ததா. தஸ்யாக்ரதஸ்ததா காலி ஷூலபாத விதாரிதான் கட்வாங்கபோதிதாம்ச்சான்யான் குர்வதி வ்யசரத்ததா. தஸ்யாக்ரதஸ்ததா காலி ஷூலபாத விதாரிதான் கட்வாங்கபோதிதாம்ச்சான்யான் குர்வதி வ்யசரத்ததா. தஸ்யாக்ரதஸ்ததா காலி, தஸ்யாக்ரதஸ்ததா காலி ஷூலபாத விதாரிதான் கட்வாங்கபோதிதாம்ச்சாரீன் कुर्वति व्यचरत्तदा नो तस्य अग्रतः तस्य अग्रतः तथा काली शूलपात विदारितान कट कट्वांग पोथितान च अन्यान कुर्वति व्यचरत्तदा ओके नाउ देवी व्यचरत इज द लास्ट वर्ड व्यचरत व्यचरत सी विचरति चरति मीन्स मूव्स विचरति मीन्स वांडरिंग सो व्यचरत मीन्स वांडर्ड देवी वॉज जस्ट वांडरिंग देवी वांडर्ड सुत्रित तिरिंदाल विचरति विचरति past tense vyacharat she wandered she was just wandering about around tada see tatha tatha tada then tatha see in the same way kali kalika devi anyan means others some other demons ಶೂಲ ಪಾತ ವಿದಾರಿತಾನ್ ಶೂಲ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ಟ್ರೈಡೆಂಟ್ ಪಾತ್ ಶೂಲ ಪಾತ ವಿದಾರಿತಾನ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಬ್ರೋಕನ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಪೀಸಸ್ ವಿದಾರಿತಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರೋಕನ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಪೀಸಸ್ ವಿದಾರಿತಾನ್ ದೋಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡೀಮನ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಬ್ರೋಕನ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಪೀಸಸ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಥ್ರೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಟ್ರೈಡೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ಥ್ರೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟ್ರೈಡೆಂಟ್ಸ್ Some demons who were broken into pieces. Shula Pata Vidaritan. Shulatte Yerivadal Padakkappattavargal. Shula Pata Vidaritan. Anyan. Katvanga Pothitan. Katu Anga Pothitan. Katu Anga Pothitan. Katu Anga Pothitaha means Katvanga Pothitaha means who were actually crushed. Katvanga Pothitaha means who were also crushed. So Shulapata Vidaritan Katu Anga Pothitan who were also crushed into pieces katvanga potitaha means those who are crushed into pieces so some other demons who were broken into pieces by spears and who were also crushed into pieces small parts kurvati okay doing that ತಸ್ಯಾಹ ಅಗ್ರತಃ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದೇವಿ ತಸ್ಯಾಹ ಅಗ್ರತಃ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ದೇವಿ ಕಾಲಿಕಾ ವಾಸ್ ಮೂವಿಂಗ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಂಬಿಕಾ ದೇವಿ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಾಲಿಕಾ ದೇವಿ ಒನ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾಲಿ ದ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದೇವಿ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಕಾಲಿಕಾ ದೇವಿ ವಾಸ್ ವಾಂಡ್ರಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ದೇವಿ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದೇವಿ ಕಾಲಿಕಾ ವಾಸ್ ವಾಂಡ್ರಿಂಗ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಡಿಡ್ ಶಿ ಡೂ Kurvati means doing, performing what? Performing means crushing some demons into small parts, many parts, and cutting them making them broken into pieces with the spears, other demons. This Kalika Devi also was wandering about in front of Devi. Tada, tatha, then similarly, not to Devi also broke them playfully. Simultaneously, what Kali was doing, that is said here. Anyan, Kalika Devi also, Matram Verasila Asurargalai, Shulapatha Vidaritan. Shulangalai, Erivadale, Palakkappattavargalagavum. கட்டு அங்க போற்றித்தான் துண்டுகளால் நசுக்கப்பட்டவர்களாகவும் குருவத்தி செய்து கொண்டு தஸ்யாக அகிருத்தகா in front of that Chandika Devi, Vyacharat, Kalika was also wandering. So when Devi was playfully killing other demons, Kalika Devi, one has destructive power of Kalika, the time factor also was destroying other demons. That is what said in the this verse. Is it all right? Okay. Kamandalu jalakshepa hata viryan hatau jasaha. Kamandalu jalakshepa hata viryan hatau jasaha. Brahmane chakaro chatrun yena yena smadhavati. Kamandalu jalakshepa hata viryan hatau jasaha. Brahmane chakaro chatrun yena yena smadhavati. Now Brahmani cha means the Devi called Brahmani. Not only so Devi was separately killing other people. Kalika, her own aspect, killed many other demons, crushing them into pieces, parts, etc. Now it is said in this mantra, in this verse, actually Devi Mahatmyam, every verse is a mantra. Brahmani, you know who is Brahmani? Brahma's power. Brahmani also. Yena yena dhavatisma. Yena yena means what now? Whichever route she was running, yendanda vayyaha aval odikundirindalo. So Brahmani, so the Devi Brahmani also, power of Brahma. Yena yena dhavatisma. Yena yena margena dhavatisma. Whichever way she was running around, moving about, or running, shatrun, enemies, kamandalu jala, jalakshepa, hatavirian. The enemies who got their strength, completely resolved because of the sprinkling of Kamandalu water. So the Brahmani, power of Brahma, who was there with the Kamandalu, what did she do? Whichever way she was running, moving about, there all the demons, you know, by sprinkling her that water from the Kamandalu, she made their powers resolved. So Shatrun, Kamandalu Jala, Jalakshepa Hatavivyan. Kamandalu Lirindu Telikapatta Jalatinale Balam Kundra Balam Kundivarhalaha Seidu. Shatrun, Kamandalu Jalakshepa, Jalakshepa Hatavivyan. Kamandalu Jala Akshepa Hatavirian. Hatau jasaha akarot. So Brahmani akarot. Brahmani did. What did Brahmani do? Brahmani akarot means Brahmani seidal. Ede seidal. What did she do? She made all the demons, you know, first of all, made all the demons powerless. She made their powers resolved. Hatavirian. Hatavirian means those whose strength got destroyed. She made the demons, she made the destruction of the demons' strength. Therefore, she destroyed their strength. She says, she made them, those with who got their strength destroyed, resolved. So this Brahmani made the demons, those who have lost their strength. How? By sprinkling the water, jala akshepa, by sprinkling the water in the Kamandalu. Kamandalu jala akshepa, akshepena hatavirianu krittavati. So she made all the demons lose their strength by sprinkling water from the Kamandalu. Where whichever route, whichever way she was running, wherever she was running around, ஏனையேன தாவதி ஸ்ம, விச்சவர் வே, விச்சவர் ரூட், விச்சவர் பிளேஸ் ஷி வாஸ் மூவிங் அபவுட், எவ்ரிவேர் ஷி மேட் தி எனிமீஸ் தி டீமன்ஸ் லூஸ் தேர் ஸ்ட்ரென்த் பை ஸ்பிரிங்கிளிங் வாட்டர் ஃப்ரம் தி கமண்டலு, தேர்பை ஹத ஓஜஸஹா அகரோத், ஹி மேட் தம் பவர்லெஸ். ஹத ஓஜஸ், ஹதௌஜஸஹா மீன்ஸ் ஷி மேட் தம் பவர்லெஸ். ஹதம் ஓஜஸ் ஏஷாம், ஹத ஓஜஸஹா, ஹதௌ ஜஸஹா மீன்ஸ் தேவி மேட் ஹர், பிரம்மாணி மேட் த டீமன்ஸ் த எனிமீஸ் பவர்லெஸ். ஹதௌ ஜஸஹா, ஹவு ஹி மே, பை மேக்கிங் தம் லூஸ் தேர் ஸ்ட்ரென்த் பை ஸ்பிரிங்லிங் வாட்டர் ஃப்ரம் தி கமண்டலு. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? வேறபடி ஷி வாஸ் தேர். புரிஞ்சிருச்சா? ஓகே. கமண்டலு ஜல ஆக்ஷேப ஹதவீர்யான் கிருத்தவதி, தேவி லிஸ் பிரம்மாணி தேவி மேட் த டீமன்ஸ் ஷத்ரூன் எனிமீஸ் பகைவர்களை இவ்விதமாக செய்தாள். ஷத்ரூன் அகரோத், பகைவர்களை செய்தாள். ஷி மேட் த எனிமீஸ். வாட் டிட் ஷி மேக்? மேக் வாட் டிட் ஷி டூ? She made them lose their strength. Hatha viryan. She made them lose their strength by sprinkling water from the kamandalu. Kamandalu jala akshepa hatha viryan akarot. She, by making them lose their strength by sprinkling water from kamandalu, hatau jasaha akarot. She made them powerless. Wherever she was moving about, she was running in the battlefield. Okay, next. Maheshwari Trishulena Tatha Chakrena Vaishnavi Daityan Jaghana Kaumari Tatha Shaktyati Kopana. Maheshwari Trishulena Tatha Chakrena Vaishnavi Daityan Jaghana Kaumari ததா சக்தியாதி கோபனா. மகேஸ்வரி, இஸ் இட் ஹூ இஸ் மகேஸ்வரி? ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பிரம்மாஸ் பவர், நவ் மகேஸ்வரி, தி பவர் ஆஃப் மகேஸ்வரா, நுனஸ் மகேஸ்வரி தேவி, த்ரிசூலேன வித் ஹர் ட்ரைடன்ட் ஆர் பை ஹர் ட்ரைடன்ட், ததா வைஷ்ணவி, சோ விஷ்ணுஸ் பவர் கால்டு வைஷ்ணவி ஆல்சோ, சக்கரேன வித் ஹர் டிஸ்கஸ், ததா அதிகோபினா கௌமாரி, வெரி ஆங்கிரி கௌமாரி, தி பவர் ஆஃப் குமாரா ஆல்சோ, சக்தியா வித் வித் ஸ்பியர், தைத்யான் ஜகான. சோ நவ் அதர் டீமன்ஸ், ஆல் அதர் பவர்ஸ், தேவிஸ் பவர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ கில்ட் எனிமீஸ் தி டீமன்ஸ். தைத்யான் ஜகான, ஜகான நவ் ஹதவந்த, தே கில்ட் தைத்யான் ஜகான, அசுரர்களை கொண்டார்கள். So they killed the demons. Okay, who all killed? It is said. How did they kill? Maheshwari Trishulena. So the power of Maheshwari, known as Maheshwari Shakti, Trishulena with the trident, used the trident, she killed the many demons. Tatha Vaishnavi Chakrena. Then the power of Vishnu called Vaishnavi also killed demons with chakram, with her discus. Tatha Atikopana Kaumari. Then the Kaumari, the power of Kumara, who was very angry. Atikopana Kaumari, very angry Kaumari power. Shaktya with a spear killed the demons. Like this, all the devis also killed many other demons. மகேஸ்வரி, வைஷ்ணவி, கௌமாரி, ஆல் த்ரீ தேவிஸ் வித் வாட்? மகேஸ்வரி த்ரிசூலேன, வைஷ்ணவி சக்கரேன, ததா அதிகோபனா கௌமாரி சக்தியா, தைத்யான் ஜகான, ஹதவந்தஹா, தே கில்ட் தி டீமன்ஸ். நெக்ஸ்ட். ஐந்திரி குலிஷ பாதேன சதசோ தைத்ய தானவாஹ, பேதுர்விதாரிதா பூமோ ருதிரௌக பிரவர்ஷினஹ ஐந்திரீ குலிஷ பாதேன சதசோ தைத்ய தானவாஹ பேதுர்விதாரிதா பூமௌ ருதிரௌக பிரவர்ஷினஹ. நவ் ஐந்திரீ குலிஷ பாதேன, see Aindri, the power of Indra, each devi is one power of one devata. Maheshwari, Vaishnavi, Kaumari, now comes Aindri. Aindri, the power of Indra, she also petuhu. Now she, Aindri, what does she do? Kulishapatena. Kulishapataha. Kulisha is another name for Vajrayudham. Okay, Kulishapataha means by rotating her Vajrayudham, the weapon called Kulisham. Vajrayudham. Kulishapatena means just simply by throwing her the weapon of Vajrayudham, known as Kulisham, Aindri, the power of Indra, Kulishapatena means by using her weapon called Kulisham, Vajrayudham, Thunderbolt, Vidaritaha Shatashaha, Daitya Danavaha means all demons of different types, Daityas and Danavas, all demons, Asuras, Shatashaha, hundreds of demons and Danavas, hundreds of different types of demons, Daityas and Danavas, Vidaritaha, they were all broken into pieces. Vidaritaha. They're cut into pieces. How? Rudhirauga pravarshinaha. Rudhira oga pravarshinaha. Rudhiram means blood. Oga means flow. Okay. Pravarshi means pouring. So, Rudhira oga pravarshinaha means those demons, many demons, Daityaha and Danavaha, all those demons who were cut into pieces, how showering their blood, Pravarshinaha, showering their flowing blood, showering their flow of blood, Bhumau Petuhu, Petuhu Patitavantaha, all those demons fell on the floor. பூமௌ பேதுஹு, பூமௌ பதிதவந்தஹ, பூமியில் விழுந்தார்கள். How did they fall? Pouring the flow of blood. ருதிர ஓக பிரவர்ஷினஹ, as those people pouring the flow of blood, all தைத்யதானவாஹ, all demons, சதசஹ விதாரிதா, hundreds of demons who were cut into pieces by Aindri, Aindri with her thunderbolt, with the weapon of thunderbolt. Aindri kulisha patena, Aindri de, Indra's power known as Aindri also, using her weapon, the thunderbolt known as kulisham, okay. So those demons fell, who were broken into pieces by the Indra, by the thunderbolt, the weapon of Indra, Indra's power, Aindri. Is it clear? See, Aindri kulisha patena nipatitaha. Patitavan. They were felled. They fell on the floor, Bhumi. All the Danavaha, Daityaha, Rudhira Oga Pravarshinaha were showering the or pouring the flow of blood, being broken into pieces or in hundreds by the use of thunderbolt by Devi Aindri. Next, Aindri kulisha patena vid ஓகே. ஐந்திரி குலிஷ பாத்தேன சதசோ தைத்தியதானவாஹ பேதுர்விதாரிதா பூமோ ருதிரௌக பிரவர்ஷினஹ. நெக்ஸ்ட், துண்ட பிரஹார வித்வஸ்தா தம்ஷ்ட்ராக்ரக்ஷதவக்ஷஸ வாராஹமூர்த்தியா ந்யபதம் சக்ரே நச்ச விதாரிதாஹ. துண்ட பிரஹார வித்வஸ்தா தம்ஷ்ட்ராக்ரக்ஷதவக்ஷஸ வாராஹமூர்த்தியா ந்யபதம் சக்ரே நச்ச விதாரிதாஹ. துண்ட பிரஹார வித்வஸ்தா தம்ஷ்ட்ராக்ரக்ஷதவக்ஷஸ வாராஹமூர்த்தியா ந்யபதம் சக்ரே நச்ச விதாரிதாஹ. நௌ ந்யபதன் மீன்ஸ் நிபதந்தி, நிபதந்தி பிகம்ஸ் ந்யபதன் மீன்ஸ் பதித்தவந்தா. தே ஃபெல். ஹூ ஃபெல்? விதாரிதாஹ, த டீமன்ஸ் ஹூவர் கட், ஹூவர் புரோக்கன் இன் டு பீசஸ், வெட்டப்பட்டவர்கள், பிளக்கப்பட்டவர்கள். விதாரிதாஹ, தோஸ் டீமன்ஸ் ஹூவர் புரோக்கன் இன் டு பீசஸ், தே ஃபெல். விதாரிதாஹ டீமன்ஸ் ஃபெல். ஹவ்? வாராகமூர்த்தியா, வாராகமூர்த்தியா மீன்ஸ் தி பவர் ஆஃப் வராகசுவாமி, நோன் அஸ் வாராஹி. தி பவர் கால்ட் வாராஹி. பை த பவர், ஓகே, பை த பவர் ஆஃப் வாராஹி, பை த தேவி கால்ட் வாராஹி சக்தி. துண்ட பிரகார வித்வஸ்தாக, துண்டம் மீன்ஸ் துண்டம் பிரகார வித்வஸ்தாக, வித்வஸ்தாக மீன்ஸ் ஹூவர் ஹூவர் டெமாலிஷ்ட், லிட்ரல் மீன்ஸ் வித்வஸ்தாக மீன்ஸ் டெமாலிஷ்ட், டெமாலிஷ்ட் ஹவு மீன் பிரகார பை ஸ்ட்ரைக்கிங். ஹவு? துண்ட, துண்ட மீன்ஸ் ஃபேஸ், துண்ட பிரகார வித்வஸ்தாக. So those demons were demolished by striking with her by face. Striking by face, the demons were demolished, means they were destroyed. Vidvastaha, the demons who were destroyed by striking with face. By whom? Varahamurtya, by Varahamurti, by Varahi. So some demons were destroyed by striking with face by the Varahi Devi. And Damshtragra Kshata Vakshasaha. Damshtra means tooth. Damshtragra means what? The big frightening teeth. Kshata Vakshasaha. Vakshas means chest, and some other demons whose chests were destroyed or broken by the tip of the teeth of Varahi. So some other demons were destroyed, who got their chests broken by the tip of the teeth of Varahi, and some of the demons were destroyed by striking with the face, same by Varahi only. Chakrena, and with the discus, using the discus also, Vidaritaha, some of the demons were broken into pieces. All of them, Papa, Nyapatan, fell. So many, many, many demons were killed by Varahi. How did she kill? Some of them were killed by her, so by striking with the face. Some of them were killed by their getting their chests broken to pieces by the tip of the teeth. Some of them were killed by chakram, the discus. So all those people who were killed fell. Vidaritaha nyapatan, they fell. Tunda prahara vidvasta damshtra grakshatavakshasaha வாராகமூர்த்தியா ந்யபதன் சக்ரே நச்ச விதாரிதாஹ. நக்கைர் விதாரிதாம்ஸ்சான்யான் பக்ஷயந்தி மகாசுரான். நாரசிம்ஹீ சாராஜோ நாதா பூர்ணதிகம்பரா. நக்கைர்விதாரிதாம்ஸ்சான்யான் பக்ஷயந்தி மகாசுரான். நக்கைர்விதாரிதாம்ஸ்சான்யான் பக்ஷயந்தி மகாசுரான். நாரசிம்ஹீ சாராஜோ நாதா பூர்ணதிகம்பரா. நகைர் விதாரிதாம்ஸ்சான்யான் பக்ஷயந்தி மகாசுரான். நாரசிம்ஹீ சாராஜோ நாதா பூர்ணதிகம்பரா. How we saw all different powers of different devatas came together, and what did each power do? That is what is being told. Please make a note. Vidarayati means breaks. Vidarayati, pilakkiran, pilakkiradu. Vidarayati, vidarita, broken, cleaved, chopped. Now he says, Narasimhi, the power of Nrisimha, known as Narasimhi Devi, she also, what should do? Nakaihi Vidaritavati. So some demons who were broken into pieces, Vidaritan, how? Nakaihi, with the nail, by nails. So some of the demons were broken into pieces by nails, by the power called Narasimhi. Anyan Mahasuran and some other demons, Bhakshayanti, eating other demons. Nada Purna Digambara. Nada Apurna Digambara means she whose noise fills all directions and the whole entire space. Ambaram. Nada Apurna Digambara. Nada Apurna Digambara means she whose noise fills all the directions and the space, or she by whose noise is filled the entire space in all directions. So Nada Apurna Digambara Devi, Narasimhi Devi, power of Nrisimha, also with her filling all directions and the space with her noise, eating some of the demons, Bhakshayanti, biting some of the demons. Ajau Chachara. Ajihi means battlefield. Ajihi Yuddhabhumi, battlefield. Ajihi. Ajau means in the battlefield. Chachara means she had moved, means she was moving around. This Devi, Narasimhi Devi also, was wandering in the battlefield. How? Filling all the directions and space with her huge noise, eating some of the demons who were broken into pieces with the tip of her teeth. So Narasimhi Devi was wandering in the battlefield, making the big noise, filling all directions and the space, eating some demons who were broken into pieces with nails. Narasimhi nakaihi vidaritan anyan mahasuran bhakshayanti nada apurna digambara ajo chachara. So Narasimhi Devi, நகங்களால் பிளக்கப்பட்ட மற்ற அசுரர்களை தின்று கொண்டு கடித்து கொண்டு தன்னுடைய ஒலியினாலே எல்லா திசைகளையும் ஆகாசத்தையும் நிரப்பியவளாக பூமியில் திரிந்து கொண்டாள், திரிந்து வந்தாள் யுத்த பூமியில். ஆஜௌ சசார. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? லாட் ஆஃப் காம்பவுண்ட்ஸ். Be nice of me to break the come and do it because I want to finish the text now because Devi's, I don't want to miss it. So we'll finish it, then I can do the, once we finish once, then it'll be nice. Eighth dashakam, eighth section is a little big, big section. Eighth chapter, eighth, ninth is big, tenth is small. ஓகே. சண்டாட்டஹாசைரசுராசிவதோத்யபிதூஷிதாஹ. பேதுர்விதாரிதா பூமோ தாம்ஸ்ய காதாத சாததா. பேதுர்விதாரிதா பூமௌ தாம்ஸ்ய காதாத சாததா. சண்ட அட்டஹாசைஹி, சண்டாட்டஹாசைஹி மீன்ஸ் சண்ட அட்டஹாசைஹி. சண்ட மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரைட்டனிங், நாட் சண்ட டீமன், தே ஹவ் பீன் கில்ட் ஆல்ரெடி, ஹோப் யூ நோ தட். சண்ட அட்டஹாச மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரைட்டனிங் லாஃப்டர்ஸ், ஓகே. லவுட் லாஃப்டர் கால் அட்டஹாச, லவுட் லாஃப்டர் is attahasa. Chanda means frightening. Chanda attahasehi means with frightening loud laughters. Shivadutya, the devi known as, by devi known as Shivaduti, by devi known as Shivaduti, Shivadutya, Shivaduti engindra deviyal, chanda attahasehi, frightening, with frightening loud laughters. By the devi known as Shivaduti, abidushitaha. Abidushitaha means demons were made into, demons are converted into frightening forms. Demons were converted into frightening forms. Abidushitaha, vidaritaha, broken into pieces. Asuraha, bhumau petuhu. So, asuraha, bhumau petuhu means asuras fell on the floor. Asuras fell, patitavantaha. All the demons, bhumau patitavantaha, they fell on the floor. How? Broken into pieces, vidaritaha. Abhidushitaha, converted into frightening forms by Devi called Shivaduti, who were with her frightening loud laughters. Then Atha, then Tada, Atha, then Tada, then Sa Tan Chakada, then the Devi also ate them. தான் சக்காத மீன்ஸ் அவர் காதித்தவதி. தான் சக்காத, தேவி ஆல்சோ ஏட் ஆல் ஆஃப் தம். தான் சக்காத காதித்தவதி. சோ தேவி ஏட் தோஸ் டீமன்ஸ் ஹூ ஃபெல் த ஃபுளோர், பீங் கட் இன் டு, புரோக்கன் இன் டு பீசஸ், கன்வெர்ட் இன் டு ஃபிரைட்னிங் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் பை தேவி சிவதூதி வித் ஹர் ஃபிரைட்டனிங் லவுட் லாஃப்டர்ஸ். So, chanda attahasaihi shivadutya abidushitaha vidaritaha asuraha bhumo petuhu. Bayangaravana attahasangalale shivadutya engindra deviyal urumatrappetta, bayangaravana urumatrappetta pilakkappetta asurargal bhoomiyil vizhndargal. Appozhudhe devi avargalai thindraal. அத்த ததா சா தான் சக்காத. நைஸ். யூ நோ த மோர் தேவி ஈட்ஸ் ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் வி ஆர் ரிலீவ்டு. நோ தட் யூ ஆல் மஸ்ட் பீ பீஸ்ஃபுல்லி டுடே.
Swamini, what is petuhu?
Petuhu patitavantaha. Fell. Apatan. Patanti, past perfect tense, petuhu.
Swamini, abhidushita, can you explain that?
See, abhidushita, dushayati means hates. Dushayati hates. Abhidushitaha means that abhi sense who were changed into frightening forms. Very expressive verb, abhidushiti. Let me see what is given in English.
So, who was changed into frightening form?
All demons.
But they were already frightening, demons. Why change them into frightening?
No, change means, no. See, when somebody, when you kill somebody, the bleeding and then form, you know, that is.
Okay, Swamini. Thank you.
Yeah, see, abhidushitaha means who were converted into frightening form, frightening, all day frightening. See, again, see, when you see somebody who was killed, how do you say, oh my God, very frightening. It looks very frightening. Means vikara you change them into unpleasant forms, appearance. Who were converted into the demons of unpleasant forms. See, abhidushita also means wounded. Better make it wounded, injured. Abhidushita also means wounded. When the beings are wounded and injured, they look very frightening, isn't it? So, what it says, see, Devi, who's called Shivaduti, who is of frightening loud laughters, by her, some demons who were broken into pieces and injured and wounded, they fell on the floor and immediately Devi ate them. Got it? Good feast. Devi had a good feast.
So, I mean, is there a more subtle meaning to all this that we are not understanding?
Rama, whenever Devi eats demons, you are relieved. All our sufferings are going away. Every time Devi eats and breaks and it looks funny.
Yeah.
Really speaking, Dharma is all our own emotions.
Yeah, that's right.
See, non-stoppable emotions. See, you have no control at all over your thoughts.
Yeah.
See, sometimes unwanted thoughts come. See, the thoughts do not rise. You know how cool you will be? You'll be very calm. Like how you are in sleep. You'll be like that. But thoughts come like anything. And if any way you can control them, it's uncontrollable. See, even outside, the natural calamities, nowadays scientists are able to predict. So we were announced, okay, storm was going to come. My God, today, because we know already, predictable, they try to prepare themselves beforehand, not be affected by them. So, unpredictable, uncontrollable, very difficult. Because predictable, we try to do something. Preventable, at least the damages. But now, what choice do you have over the thoughts, Dhanama? You don't want sometimes the thought to come. Fear, you don't want the fear to come, but fear comes. You don't want anger to come, but anger comes. You don't want the jealousy to be there, but it comes. You don't want to, if you have any ill feeling towards others, but it does come. See, you don't want to have them. Not that you want to have them, but they do rise. Sometimes it takes a buddhi along with the thoughts. No, and you think that way. That is why you react. Our reactions, how damaging our reactions are when you get angry, because of your own idiotic misunderstanding. You misunderstand others' behavior. Poor people who are outside, they have no intention of wounding you, offending you, hurting you. They just do, people behave the way they can behave. If you are not okay, you don't need to be affected. But what happens? You see somebody doing something. Okay, this person is behaving like this. She's ignoring me. She's making me feel that I am somebody. I'm not okay. And then your own problem. And you conceive, you build up, you form your own cocoon. You get so angry and upset and you write and you nonsense. You humiliate a person. You hurt a person. You cause the best, you the best of damage. Whatever you can do, you are doing. People do that. Why? Not because they want to do it. Uncontrollable emotions. Whatever thoughts come, it's all baggage. From childhood, they pick up, oh, I'm rejected, I'm unwanted, I have a problem. And they project, you know, a situation. See, even if you are in somebody insults you, humiliates you purposefully also, still you can be objective, you can be unaffected. Even if somebody does it purposefully, intentionally. When somebody doesn't do anything intentionally and you mistake your wrong perception and you create a problem and you build up so much of anger and all that, uncontrollable emotions, they do come. No thinking. It's all because of the wrong perception. So how wrong perceptions can contribute for rising of so many unwanted thoughts, triggering. The thoughts, you have no control over them. What devil it causes? They're all demons. So that is why we need a very special grace of Bhagavan to have them resolved. So every time when there is these demons uncontrolled, that's why they're shown so frightening because of the uncontrollability of the thoughts.
Okay.
Very nice. Let me namakke or sankalpana dev mahatyam. Once we start, we should not stop it, the nama. We should finish it. And at least after a long time, you know, many people dropped. That is, they are okay. We can't help. At least some people were here, we had to finish. It's a sankalpa. Your Bhagavan is sankalpa pandanan. Ilana, it is, I know it's sometimes, for me, I'm very sleepy, then I won't even look. I'm very sleepy. But still, I do it. Still, I had to finish it. At least we few of us who are here, we should finish it, make it a point. And request Prabhuji to make a book also. It'd be very nice because we don't have word by word, word meanings. Once he does it, then again, I can just look into it and then correct it also a little bit, slight addition. Very nice if we come out. Then afterwards, after finishing everything, then I will do the philosophical meaning. Because last I started, remember, once a week, one class, is simply doing, it won't work out. See, now we have a lot of time. The three classes are in between out of disruptions. Somehow, if you're able to do, be nice. Even people like Jnaniyama, they drop because of the inconvenience. They're staying here and there.
Okay, thank you so much.
I wish he never misses. Very nice to for people to be able to make it.
So many, can I ask you?
Now we're focusing on word meanings. I want the word meanings also. Nice to finish the word meanings. Some Puranam, you see, it's all Puranam. We are just touching the Puranam. We don't read the whole Puranam. Somewhere, one Puranathile, some small part, a small portion we are reading. So, Devi Vandu, that is why all Shaktis, Brahmani, Vaishnavi, Kaumari, Aindri,
Indrani,
Varasimhi, Varahi, like that. Nice. Okay, let us do another one more and stop. So chandattahasaihi asuraha. Okay, asuraha, the demons, bhumau petuhu, bhumau patitavantaha, they fell on the floor. Which asuraha? Vidaritaha, who were broken into pieces, pelakkappattavargal. Who were they? Abhidushitaha, who were injured, wounded, and made into frightening appearances, forms. By whom? Shivadutya. By Devi known as Shivaduti. How? Devi who was with her frightening loud laughters. Then those demons fell, but Devi immediately ate them. Sa tan chakhada kaditavati. Okay. Iti matruganam kruddham mardayantam mahasuran drishtvabhyupayair vividhair neshur devarisainikaha iti matruganam kruddham मर्दयन्तं महासुरान् दृष्ट्वाभ्युपायैर्विविधैर्नेषुर्देवारिसैनिकाः. Now the verb here is neshuhu. Neshuhu. Neshuhu means disappeared. Neshuhu disappeared. Who disappeared? Devari Sainikaha. Sainikaha, the armies of demons. Devarihi means demon. Devari Sainikaha means armies of demons disappeared. Means they ran away. How did the armies of demons ran away, disappeared? Drishtva, having seen. Having seen what? Having seen the group of, this having seen this group of mothers being very angry. Kruddham matruganam drishtva. Having seen this, all these devis, very angry devis. Kruddham matruganam drishtva. Having seen this devis, the angry group of devis, devari sainikaha, the armies of demons disappeared, ran away. And which devi group? He says, vividaihi abhyupayaihi. Vividaihi abhyupayaihi means vividaihi by different ways of, different methods, abhyupayaihi. By different methods, Mahasuran Mardayantam, destroying the demons. So, seeing this group of devis, angry group of devis, killing the dev asuras with using different methods. The armies of demons disappeared, ran away. So, iti means ividam, vividaihi abhyupayaihi palavidamana upayangalale mahasuran maddayantam periya asurargalai kolgindra kruddam kovamadainda matruganangalai drishtva paarthu devara sainikaha Asura Senegal, Neshuhu, Kanamal, Odivitarhal. What does it mean? So they disappeared. So they saw these devis, all these devis were very angry. They saw these devis killing all the big demons using different means, by different methods, and they, all the armies of demons disappeared, ran away from that place. So shall I stop now?
Can I ask you something, Swamini?
Yeah.
In 35th sloka, Daitya Dhanava, difference. What is the difference between Daitya and Dhanava, Swami?
See, Daityaha, Dhanavaha, both are asuras only, demons only. You know, there is no big difference. Like Rakshasa and Asura. You know?
Okay, Swami.
Daitya Dhanavaha means the same meaning.
Okay.
Adjit, instead of using one word, I use two words. That's all. See, all the right, demon Swami. Sons of Diti are Daityas.
Thank you.
Sometimes you adjust the meter, they put same words. Daitya Dhanavaha means all Dhanavas. Okay, until now the hero hasn't come. Only now he's going to come. Next. Raktabija. See, Shubha Rashubha last, 10th chapter, 9th chapter. Okay. Raktabija is the main hero of this chapter. Now only he's king. Palayana parandrishtva daityan matruganardhitan. yodhum abhyaya yo kruddho raktabijo mahasuraha. Avanukku pudichiruchu kaalam. He is going to come now to get killed. So he is like a big army leader, okay? He was not coming out. See, all big people don't come. All big demons already were killed. Now he comes. Somebody said, this Bhakta Bija Dhanama desire, you know, likes and dislikes. Very difficult to have mastery. Bhakta Bija comes. No, Bhagavan says, now who are the two enemies you have? Kama, Krodha. Now Kama is a desire and anger. Desire is this demon. Palayana paran drishtva daityan matruganarditan yodhum abhyayayo kruddho raktabijo mahasuraha. So, raktabijaha mahasuraha, the great demon called raktabija, daityan matrugana arditan Matrigana arditan palayana paran drishtva. So this demon, having seen all those demons who were running away, palayana paran. Palayana means running, showing the back, is called palayanam. Palayana paran, palayana paraha means those who are given to running away from the battlefield. So having seen the demons who are given to running away from the battlefield and who were arditaha, who were tortured by the mother's gang. So this Raktabija, say, having seen the demons who were running away from the battlefield, tortured by the mother's gangs, we got very angry. Kruddha yodhum abhyayo. So he came to fight. Abhyayo means abhyagatavan. He had come yodhum to fight. See, raktabijaha abhyagatavan abhyayo. Raktabija came for what? To fight. For fighting. Yodhum to fight. When did he come? How did he come? Kruddha, he came very angry. So Raktabijaha Mahasuraha, the great demon Raktabija came there very angry. Very angry he came there, having seen Palayanaparan Matrugana Arditan Daityan Drishtva. Having seen the demons who were tortured by the mother's gang and who were also given to running away from the battlefield. Okay, something interesting. We'll read next class.